ॐ श्री चिन्मय सद्गुरवे नमः। 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 In the last session, we saw that Sarvavyapi cha Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Sarvavyapi, meaning what? He the one who is everywhere. Aishwaryasya samagrasya dharmasya shashashriyaha jnana vairagya yo yascha shanna bhaga idirina. This is the definition. One who has six qualities is called Bhagavan. Bhaga yasya asti iti Bhagavan. Like Balavan. Bhaga means one who has six bhagyas. First one is the Aishwarya. Aishwarya means prosperity in general. In Kerala, when I go, the word Ishwara to be written in Kerala on Tamil Nadu in general is E-E-S-H-W-A-R. Then only they pronounce it as Ishwarananda. When I write I-S-H-W, they call me Aishwaryananda. So I consider there's something related to Aishwarya Rai or something. Aishwarya. Aishwaryam. Ishwara Bhavam. Aishwaryam. Who is the Ishwara? Sarva Lokanam Prabhu. He is the one who is Lord of all universe. So obviously, everything that is in the world is already His. So all the wealth, all things that are already there in the world is already Bhagavan's only. So when you are offering anything, you will only smile. Why are you giving me whatever is already mine? Mera mujhko de raha hai. Tera tujhko de raha hu na. Tera tujhko main de raha hu. Aap tere ke tere paas kuch nahi hai. Wo mera ego hai. So what should you give to Bhagavan? Your ego. That's what he doesn't have. Everything else he has. So, Aishwarya, then next one is Dharma. Dharma is what is the right thing to do at any given point of time. What is appropriate action to be done? What is that which stabilizes the universe? What is that makes the universe function? That is Dharma. Then Yashaha, glory. Bhagavan talks about his glory in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. I am the taste in the water. I am the fire, heat in the fire. I am the light in the sun. I am the coolness of the moon. I am the smell of the flower. I am the fertility of the earth. I am the soul in all being. I am the seed of everything. So that is to say that his glory is limitless. Everything, everywhere. Yatyat vimudhi matsatvam tattad urjitamebava tattadeva avagachatvam mama tejomsha sambhavam. Wherever you find great glorious things in this world, it is only a part of me he is expressing. That is the glory of the Lord. Yashaha Shri. Shri here should be understood as Shreyaha, which is Muktihi. Then jnana and vairagya. These are all together considered as Bhagavan. So, beautifully in Tulsi Ramayana, in the beginning itself, Bhagavan, means there Tulsidas, he says, En maya vashavarti vishwamakilam brahmadi deva suraha yat satpadam rshaiva badi sakalam rajo yatahir brahmaha yat pada plavamekame vahibhavam bodhirtiti shavadam vandeham tamasesha karana param ramakyamisham harim. Ramakyam Isham. Ishwar kaun hai? Ram hai. Harim Ishwaram Ramam Aham Vande. In Maya Vashavarti Vishwam Akilam. Akilam Vishwam Maya Vashavarti. Entire world is under the control of the power of the Lord called Maya. In Maya Vashavarti Vishwam Akilam. Brahmadi Deva Suraha. All Brahma and all the Devatas are also under that control only. Yet Sattva Damrshaiva Badi Sakalam. Because of whose presence alone, even that which is not there appears to be there. Yeah? Yet Sattva Amrsha Eva Bhava. I mean, everything that is appearing to be there. Actually not there. It's sattva amrshaiva badi sakalam rajo yatahir brahmah. Vedanta is inconclusive without bringing in the snake and the rope. Like snake appears to be so real until you discover the rope. Similarly, until Bhagavan is discovered, world appears to be real. Yet pada plava meka meva hi babam bodhir tidisha. One single compound he puts there. Yet pada plava meka meva hi babam bodhir tidisha avatam. Sanskrit is no, that language is definitely it's a deva bhasha. That compound, one single word, having many words are combined together. If you start explaining, it will go into two paragraphs. Yet pada plavam. One whose feet itself is the boat. Ambudi. In that ocean of samsara. Ekameva. Yet padam plavam ekameva. Ki pavam bodhe tidisha vadam. Only the boat, Bhagavan's feet alone is that which is available for us to cross over the ocean of change. Vandeham tam ashesha karana param. He is the one ultimate cause. Ramakyamisham harim. So, Ishwaraha Bhagavan, that's how the great masters have realized that Ishwaraha Harihi Ramaha, when he took the form of human beings to show how, as a human being, also one should live the most dharmic way how to live in this world. That is also demonstrated by the Lord. Now, Antaratma Kim Kurute. Question is, what does the Lord, who is sitting in the heart of everyone, what does he do? What does he do? And if you go to any Mahavishnu Mandir or any of the Trivandrum or any of these places you go, Bhagavan is Ananta Shaina. He's always sleeping. You will not find him very active, you know, lying down. So many people think that he's not doing anything. He's just lying down. By lying down itself, he does many things. You know, Tirupati, he's standing. In Trivandrum, he is lying down. So when in Trivandrum they found the great amount of wealth in recent times, that amount of money that they have found out, money means not money, but the wealth of gold and jewelry, It runs into millions and millions of dollars. So it is said, Balaji got very upset. I've been standing and getting little. You lying down got so much. That's really bad. I mean, khada ho ke mere itna kamaya, but you're just lying down and you got more. Now another competition has come. Ayodhya mein. So, now, so kya karta hai wo? Antaratma kim gurude? What does he do as an antaratman? Here, Mahan Purvai Purushah. Sorry, Mahan Prabhu Vai Purushah. Sattvasesha Pravartakah. Sunirmalamimam Praptim. Ishano Jyotiravyayah. Mahan Prabhurvai Purushah. Sattvasaiva Pravartakah. Sunirmalamimam Praptim. Ishano Jyotiravyayah. Mahan Prabhu, this great Lord, why indeed? Purushah. Purusha means one who is in the heart of everyone. This Prabhu who is controlling the sun, the moon, the water, the air, the earth, the galaxies, is the same one. Antaratma. The interesting thing is, wo dusra hai, hamare paas koi aur hai. This is the dualistic perception. The soul is different from God, and God has all the powers, and the individual is limited. But Vedanta says the same one only inside your heart. Koi aur nahi. There is nobody else other than you. That very Lord of the universe is working through you as well. Mahan Purushahe, Mahan Prabhurvai Purushahe. And what does he do within heart? Sattvasya Eshaha Pravartaka. Sattvagunuko Pravartan Pravartaka. Meaning, he is able to bring more and more sattva into your own mind. The more we turn towards him, the more jnanam we get. Otherwise, we are either rajas or tamas is there in our body or mind. Body is tamas only. Body by nature is tamas. Because it is only involved in eating, sleeping, and then enjoying all these things. The mind, on the other hand, can either rajas or tamas, depends upon where it identifies. Identified with the body, it's always tamas. Identified with its own nature of trying to achieve, accomplish, and etc., it is not body that is doing it. Mind is making it do. When mind is withdrawn, body becomes sleep, right? That is tamas. But when it turns to buddhi, it becomes sattvic. So that is why mana eva manushyanam karanam bandham. If it is a central point. Gurudev used to say, when you are climbing a stair, there is a landing point. You can go up or go down. Option is there. So for going up, you have to put effort. Going down, you have to do nothing. Just like, just lose yourself, that you come out. So to tamas, you don't need to do any effort. So mind, when it is on its own, it is engaging in its own desires, ambitions, this and that. It identified with the body, sleeps. Or withdraws from the body, it sleeps. When it turns towards the buddhi, then alone it becomes sattvic. Because buddhi is the closest point of atma. So that is in Bhagavad Gita also saying that sarva dvareshu dehesmin prakasha upajayate jnanam yata tata vidyat vivruddham sattvam ityuta. When the sense organ starts expressing its brightest points, meaning becomes very alert, sarva dwareshu dehe yasmin, in our body there are 9 dwaras are there. Navdwar. Navdwar hai na, somewhere. Srinath. What is it? Somewhere Navdwar is there. Haridwar, you know. Haridwar, you know. But Navdwar is also there. Body is a Navadwar. Navadwar means where Bhagavan resides and through different parts he is expressing. So, this physical body, in all the various jnana indriyas, when he is expressing completely, sarvadwareshu dehesmin prakasha upajaya, light starts to emanate. Light means not, oh, Amaji, from eyes light comes out, ears light come out. No. Light means, therefore, he, Bhagavan clarifies, jnanam yata tatapya. Sattvam jnanam. When the all the sense organs are intelligently being used, expressing knowledge, then understand sattva is on the high. Now you are all in sattvic mode, huh? Because you are in the process of listening, thinking, understanding, rejecting unwanted ideas or old ideas. So when you are in the Shravanam, when you are in the state of Shravanam, you are actually increasing your sattva. Then when you go into the dining hall, slowly tamas sets in. Or when you go to the shoe stand and your shoe is not found, then rajas will come. Who took my shoes? So, sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasham upajayate jnanam yata tata avidya sattvam vivruddham iti. The sattva is on the high. But here, what is that purushaha? When you turn to him, your sattva will increase. That's why he said, Mahan Praburvai Purushaha Sattvasyesha Pravartakaha. Sattva Pravartakaha. It increases sattva. The sattva, when it is high, knowledge overtakes karma. See, when you do anything in the world, action, of course, you have to do. But you are knowingly, consciously, intelligently doing it. Or routinely you are doing it. When you are routinely doing it, no knowledge will take place. When you understand the purpose and do it better than before, that requires knowledge. That requires thinking. So some people say, Swamiji, yesterday also he gave that. See, I give 2 lectures in this Sunday. One is at 8:30 in the morning on Gita and then another one is 11:30. So 8:30 it is in the YouTube. 11:30 it is not. Some people watch the 8:30 and come. And then say, this is not what you said in the morning. I say, because I'm thinking. If I repeat the same thing, that means I'm just the same old book, you know. Same thing. Anytime you ask, the same answer will come. When you think, definitely, between 8:30 and 11, there are high started alert thinking, oh, this part, this is could be explained in this way. Then, it is that reflection that makes you improve. So, jnanam vruddhihi, jnana vruddhihi sattva pravruttihi. So, jnanam has to increase. And jnanam can happen only when you start thinking. So, jnanam overtakes the action. Then you do intelligently and also what you know that you need not do, you just leave it. So, jnanam, therefore, is the end of karma. Jnanam can bring end to the karma. Sarvam karma kilam partha jnane parisamapyate. All actions will come to an end in the birth of knowledge. All rajas and tamas will end in the increase of sattva. therefore sunirmalam imam praptim. Thereby the purity of mind takes place. When knowledge is there, when it has ended unwanted actions, it becomes available to itself, and then purification starts taking place. Nowadays, now we are very busy in the world, so we don't have time to even clean up. See, it is that whole week you are working and come back home, everything is everywhere. Why? Because I'm waiting for a weekend to clean up the place, clean up the kitchen, clean up everything. But Gurudev will say, by the time it comes weekend, you are weakened. So you don't have the energy to do anything. But when you regulate your actions, that unwanted action need not be done. You have time so that you can clean up. In the same way, when the mind is calm, it starts to clean up. When the mind is not overly used, meaning in terms of exhausting itself to do this and that and this. So the mind is available in meditation, contemplation. It starts to look at within and say, these are the things unnecessary in my mind. The purity starts to take place. So nirmalam imam praptim ishano jyotiravyayaha. Ishaha is jyotihi. He is in the form of the bright light knowledge. In Gita also he says, tesham eva anukampartam aham ajnanajam tamah nashayami atma bhavastah jnanadeepena bhasvata. When people start to meditate on me, Bhagavan says, tesham eva anukampartam, out of my compassion to them, aham ajnanajam tamah nashayami. I will remove the darkness in their heart by how? Lighting up the light of knowledge in their heart. When the light of knowledge comes, then all the ajnana darkness goes away. So he says that again, through knowledge alone, I will remove it. Even when you go to Bhagavan, he doesn't remove your impurities or ignorance by himself, but he will give you the knowledge through which you start working. You must engage in removing your own impurities by the knowledge provided by the Lord. So that is why he said, jnana. So here, ishanaha jyotihi avyayaha. Immutable, complete brightness of the consciousness. The light of consciousness is the Lord. Earlier, we saw that he is the controller of everything, etc. So, antakaran sthitaha atma paramatma kim kurute jnanam dadati sattva pravrittim karoti jnana deepena ajnanam nashayati. This is what we should understand. So we turn our attention to the Lord who is already all right. That is done. Then so now I will ask, uska size kya hota hai? What is the size of the Lord? You know, we have very peculiar questions. Bhagavan hai, kaha hai? Hriday mein. Hriday mein kada hai. Yeah. Then all the heart surgeons would have seen God, right? Open the heart, open heart surgery. Sitting there. So he is not actually physically present there. But his beautiful thing, way Upanishad says, is he's right in your own heart. In what form? That he said here. Angushtamatra purushontaratma. Sada jananam hridaye sannivishtah. Hridamanishi. Mahridaman Visho Manasabi Klupta. Yay, that Vidura Mutaste Bhavanti. Angushtamatra Purushon Taratma Sada Jananam Hridaye Sannivishta. Hridaman Visho Manasabi Klupta. Etat vidura mrdaste bhavanti. Last line remaining the same. Ye viduhu amrutaha bhavanti te. Those who know they become immortal, which we have explained before. Now, what is the size of the Lord? Oh, you want to know? The teacher says, Angushtama. This is the size of the Lord. I wonder what? Is this chota hai na? No, chota hai. See, we think that, you know, if he is sitting in the heart, it cannot be bigger than the heart. So what is size of the heart? Only this much. So it is said here, Abhivyakti sthana hridaya sushira parinama apekshaya. Keeping in mind that usually the size of the heart, physical heart also if you take, it is not more than that. I do not know. It cannot be bigger. Some people who have larger heart, larger Bhagavan is there. Angushta matra purusha. See, why it is said is, in the Upanishad times, they did not have forms. There is no particular form of God they worshipped. Even if they had a form, it is about fire. Indra, etc. are all invoked in the fire only. There is no physical form of God ever worshipped. That way you will find Arya Samajins won't accept any form of God. Why? Because they say any form of God is only limiting the God's presence. So any form is subject to destruction. So nature, the Bhagavan's form is formless. But then when we say there is no form, it is hard for us to think. Think of space. Try. You will space out. How do you think of space? Can you think of space? You can probably think about sky. But sky is not what I'm talking about. Between you and me, there is space or not?
Yes.
Think. Think of space. You will blank out. So, for a gross mind, for a very undeveloped mind, there is all. It is alambana matram. Only for the sake of support. Therefore, they even say, Om, the sound is also Brahman. So keep meditating on the Om, the sound, not even the symbol, the sound. So in the Upanishad time, they have taken, if you are to think about the Lord sitting in the heart, it should be of the size of the heart. So therefore, Angushta Matra Purushaha Antaratma. It is the inner self, Sada Jananam Hridaye Sannivishtaha. Sada, at all times. Jananam Hridaye, in the heart of all beings, Sannivishtaha. It is entered and he stays there. Hridaya Guhara Madhye Kevalam Brahma Matram. Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi said, Aham aham idi sakshad atma rupena bhati. In the heart of everyone, the Lord is staying as your own awareness. Aham, I. And sitting in Hridaya, what does he do? Hrida. So he says, Hrida manvishaha. Manasaha ishaha. He is sitting there, making sure the mind functions. So what is that? Because of the presence of awareness alone, we are able to even think. See, thinking is not an action. It is not a physical action. But all actions are because of thinking. No, Swamiji, my husband, thoughtless one. Thoughtlessly he does things. So every action requires some thinking. Whether you are deeply thinking or loosely thinking, that's different. If you are coming from your home to here, you have thought about it. Even before eating, you are thinking what you are eating. So every action has got, which you consciously do, must have a thought behind it. And who creates the thought there? What is that because of which you are thinking? Why this book is not thinking or the table is not thinking? Because there is no expression of consciousness through this inner thing. Whereas you and I, because we have the faculty called the mind, we are able to think and do actions. Man hai to manushya hai. Man ke karan hi manushya. Mind hai, mind is there, therefore we are called human. See, even in English word that is there. Human, man hai. So human. One who has double, it's called W-O man. Called woman. Human. Do hai. Aap ke liye aur khud ke liye.
That's right.
So, man hai. So, manushya hai. So, because we are thinking. So, here, hrida manvishaha. And the interesting thing is, even though he is the one, that antaratma is one which is as awareness, as antaratma, he is making the mind think. What that does the mind do? Mind covers him. Mind hides him. So, therefore, it is said, manasa abhikrutaha. It is hidden behind the thoughts. It is interesting, right? Mind is functioning because of awareness. What does the mind do? It covers it. So that is why it is said that unless the hard cover of the adhyaropa of the mind is removed, you cannot see his presence. The example is given. When on a cloudy day, you look at the sky, and you will not see the sun at all. Why? Clouds are covering. Ganachanna markam ganachanna drishtihi. Ganachanna drishtihi, meaning covered by the cloud, the sun is not available to you. Gana means cloud. Ganachanna means covered by the cloud. Ganachanna markam, meaning the arka, the sun is covered by the clouds. Like the same way, Ganachan. So now you see, the sun is not there today, I think. Clouded. No sun. Are Buddhu, you are able to see the cloud because of the sun only. Can you see the cloud without the sun? So actually, the cloud cannot cover the sun at all. Ganachanna drishtihi. Your eyes are covered by the cloud. Can the cloud anyway go near the sun? It is millions of miles away. But the cloud is probably some 10,000 feet. So what is covered is not the sun. What is covered is your drishti. Similarly, mind cannot cover consciousness. Mind is incapable of covering consciousness. But when we don't inquire and we live our habitual life, it appears to be not there. Because mind and the thoughts have become so prominent, it is that we identify with anger, lust, passion, greed, jealousy, this, that. So we are caught up in the quagmire of thoughts. Therefore, even though awareness is what is making us even able to know those thoughts are there, we can't get caught up in the thoughts. And like we are getting covered by the clouds. Similarly, the cloudy mind make it appear that the sun is not there, that awareness is not there. Those who know that, ye etad viduhu, those who know this, Murjate Bhavanti, they obtain immortality. Meaning, see, interesting thing Vedanta says, don't get rid of the mind. Mind is necessary. When you're transacting with people, you have to talk, you have to walk, you have to do all those things. You know, otherwise you'll become a stone. So my son is getting married. Okay. My grandfather died. Okay. Don't you live like a stone? Gurudev always would say, show emotion, don't be emotional. When you show emotion, that is how you live in the world. So when you are interacting with the world, you cannot be like a stone-like existence. So you have to deal with the world and various things will be there. So mind should not rule you. That's all the point is. You rule the mind, not the mind rules over you. Use the mind. Don't get used by the mind. So for a person who has realized the highest truth, also has got a mind. His mind is like, as Ramana Maharshi beautifully would say, his mind is like the moon on a broad daylight. Hai ki nahi? There or not? Where will it go? On a broad daylight, moon is there or not? You will find me. Hey. But because of the broad daylight, it is almost obscure. Not that it is not there, obscure. So too, in the Mahatma's life, mind is there, but not prominently there. Buddhi is there. Wisdom is there. Awareness is there. And mind is only a very little presence. That's why Bhagavan Shiva has got a crescent moon. You see? The moon is there, but it's not a big one. Very little, thin one layer. That is to say, it's there, it's as good as not there. I use it whenever I want. Chandrasekaraha. But Chandra Chudaha, it's best is the word, is it's in the crescent moon only he wields on his head, not the whole moon. That's why it's called Somaha. Somaha means the one who has Soma Ishwaraha, the one who has the Lord of the Moon. Continuing here, next to two verses, beautiful verses. This is from Purusha Suktam. Those who know Purusha Suktam easily can do that. Sahasra Shirusha Purushaha. Sahasraksha Sahasrapad. Sabhumim Bishpato Vritva. Atyatishtad Dashangulam. Purusha Evedagam Sarvam. Yet Bhutam Yet Chabhavyam. He's the one who has thousands of heads. Sahasra Shirusha Purusha. Yasya Sahasra Shiraha Asti Santi. So one who has 1,000 heads. Oh, I wonder how 1,000 heads one can have. Some of the children are very funny, you know. Yes, Swami, I have a question. They are reading Ramayana. Yes. When we have a cold, we know how to treat it. When Ravana has got cold, what does he do? He has to find out which head has got the cold. They are very, very pertinent questions. Sahasra Shirusha, 1,000, which one is having the problem now? See, Sahasra Shirusha means, Sahasra here does not mean only 1,000. Ananta Shirusha Purusha. He has got countless. All our heads are his head only. Sahasra here means Sarva. Sarvadokshi Shiromukha, as we have seen before also, later on it comes. Sahasra Shirusha Purusha. You want to experience the Sahasra Shirusha Purusha. All that you need to do is go to your barber shop if you are going. And in a barber shop, you sit there. Right? There is one mirror there. You see only one head of yours. One more mirror you put behind. Suddenly you will find there are 1,000 heads. Because with this reflects. Then your head move, 1,000 heads move there. Then a Sahasra Shira. I am the Sahasra Shira Purusha. So 1,000 head means all the heads are his head only. Sahasra Akshaha, one who has thousands of eyes. Sahasra Aksha, Sahasra Pad, again, thousands of feet. See, when Bhagavan showed this, Arjuna could not even fathom that. My God, you are this? I thought you are my charioteer, Krishna is standing there. But now, when he started to show his universal cosmic form, not cosmetic form, cosmic form, so he was not able to even stand there. He said that I am not able to stand even here. Whole world is shaking looking at this form. Because there is no beginning, there is no end, there is no top, there is no bottom. So this is a beautiful vision of the Upanishads and Vedas. You see that how they have explained this? Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha, Sahasrakshaha, Sahasrapat, Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva. He enveloping entire from the top of the heaven, earth and below also. Ati Adishtat Dasha Angulam. But 10 inches above the earth. Meaning what? Is not affected by what is happening. Atyatishtatyasangulam. It is said by Bhagavan that only 1/4 of my presence is there in this world. Tripadurdva Udait Purushaha. 3/4 are. That's why when he became Vamana Avatar, what did he do? One, he covered the entire earth. Second, he covered all the entire heaven. Then he said, where do you put the third one? So then he gave the head. Right? Bali gave the head. That means what? He occupies our Antaratma as the third one. So also it is said, just now we saw, heart is the abode of the Lord. So navel is the earth. Navel is where everything, navel, like a mother's navel, from there only the child gets sustenance. So navel of the Lord is where the Hiranyagarbha or Brahma is born. Brahma alone, everything has come. So navel is the source of the Lord. Heart is the abode of the Lord. Navel is the source of the world, sorry. Navel is the source of Bhagavan's, navel is the source of the world. Heart is his abode. The distance between heart means not here, the pumping one, the middle one. If you go home and check, it is 10 inches. I tried. Check what is the distance between these two. 10 inches is the distance. Ati adishtat dashangulam. That means your core of the heart, where Bhagavan stays and from where Bhagavan manifests, the distance is Ati Adishtat Dasha Angulam. Today, take a tape, go to your bathroom and check. Because some people don't want others to see it. One person was standing on a weighing scale. weighing scale, he was standing and he took his. So wife happened to come. By tucking the tummy, you're not going, it's not going to show less weight. How can it show less weight? Because you're standing on it. By tucking that, it will not show you the less weight. It will be same weight only. He said, that is not the reason. I'm not able to see. Anyway, so check up today whether it is 10 inches and tomorrow you report to me. Purusha eva idagam sarvam. So that is also earlier it is said, everything is none other than the Purushaha, the Lord himself. Bhagavan has given in Gita, matta paradaram na anyat kinchidasti dananjaya mai sarvamidam protam sutre manika. Everything is pervaded by me. Other than me, there exists nothing. I am the one cord connecting all beings. Sutre Maniganaiva. So Purusha Evedagam Sarvam. Yad Bhutam. Whatever has been in the past. Yacha Bhavyam. Whatever will be there in the future. Which includes Vartamanamapi. What was there in the past? What will be there in the future? Yacha Bhutam. Yad Bhutam. Yacha Bhavyam. Bhuta Amrutatva Asya Ishanaha. Therefore, he is the Ishana of. He is the Ishvara of Amrutasya. Also, he is the Lord of the Moksha. Amrutatvam. Udamar Tattvasi Shanah. And whatever is there in the past, whatever will be there in the future, etc., what does it mean? All that are grown out of food. Yad annena adirohati. Adirohati grows. Yad annena adirohati. Whatever is been there in this world or will be there in this world, born out of food. Not only physical body is growing out of food, even mind also is surviving the food that we eat. When we stop giving food, it will depart. So, this mind also is sustained by the food only. Many people wonder, so, Swamiji, we are not eating food for the mind. So, when you mindlessly eat, you don't understand that. But even the mind, thoughts are because of food only. Proper food you eat. That's why in 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Krishna explains what is sattvic food, what is rajasic, what is tamasic. And then if you don't consciously eat the right food, it will affect your mind also. You don't need to go too far away for that. When you come out of the Bombay airport, you will find liquid spirituality. Have you seen liquid spirituality? Spirituality available in bottles? Yeah. Many of you know, color bottles are available. That is also kind of consumption only. You eat, take that. Then what happens to your mind? It goes nearest to post and start hugging. Oh, my dear uncle, how are you? That means your mind is disturbed by what you eat. It's simple. So anything that we eat also influences the mind. So be careful what you are eating. How you are eating, how much you are eating, where you are eating. All these are all to affect your mind. So, yad annena atirohati yad bhutam yaccha bhavyam sarva idam purusha eva idakam sarva. This is the vision of the Mahatmas. See, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, in all the Vedas, this Purusha Suktam is there. Purusha Sushtu Uktam. Sushtu Uktam means very well explained the nature of Purusha. Only in Rig and Yajurveda you will find 18 verses on Purusha Suktam. Other Sama and Atharva has got only four mantras. So this is very well chanted when you do Abhishekam to the Lord. We chant that. Or the 16 steps when you do Shodashopachara, one verse you take and then do the upachar. This is a tradition. Sarvada pani padam tat. Sarvadokshi shiro mukam. Sarvada shruti malloke. Sarvam avritya tishtati. Sarvada pani padam tat. Sarvatokshishiromukam sarvadashruti malloke sarvamavritya tishtati. Same thing is explained. It is also in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvataha, of all places, pani, padam, hands and feet. Sarvadapani padam tat. Sarvataha akshishiramukam. Eyes, head, mouth. Sarvada Shrutimat, that which has the ears everywhere, loke in this world. Sarvam Avritya, covering everything. So the Ishwaraha is not somebody who is sitting somewhere in the heaven. This is the concept of all the Semitic religion. He's somewhere there. Having created the world, he just took off. Where does he take off? See, it is like when a pot maker makes a pot. After making the pot, he is there. No, he is gone. After selling the pot to you, he is gone. But our Hinduism says very clearly that Bhagavan, having created, he becomes a creation. In fact, he does not create. He himself is what is appearing to be the creation. It's not like he created something and it departs. Seventh day, he took a rest. He himself is the creation. When we realize this, then kahan dhoondh rahe ho fir? Where are you looking for him? He's there wherever you think it is the world. In the chair. That's what Prahlad said when Hiranyakashipu asked, where is your Narayana? Where is he? He's everywhere. Everywhere. I can see him everywhere. In you also. He gets very insulted by that. Because Hiranyakashipu does not want even the uttering the word of na. No. Na bhi na hai. Because Narayana is, it starts with na. Na. Don't even open the mouth. But he says that, what can I do? I cannot stop seeing him. So he's in you, he's in me, he's in everything. So from the standpoint of the bhakta, Bhagavan, it never disappears. Humko maran kal mein bhi uska smaran nahi aata hai. But for a bhakta, vismaranam maranam. Not thinking about the Lord is death for them. Even for us, even at the time of death, we don't remember. Bhagavan, he gives a consideration. Even at the time of death, if you remember me, I will take care of. Prayana kale pichamam. Even at the time of last breath, if you think about me. But for a bhakta, not remembering the Lord is death. Bhagavat vismaranam maranam tasya. So here he says, sarvada pani padam, everywhere, hands, legs, eyes, ears, nose, everywhere it is his Lord's presence where he is not. You know the famous story, you know, or anecdote, they say that this person was very frustrated in his life and he is a constant failure. He didn't want to live. He was so depressed and dejected. He wrote, he went down his garage or wherever, he went to the and wrote very big, God is not there. God is not there. He wrote a huge, you know, with his marker. So, and he was very frustrated. He was sitting there. So his young son, who just started to go to school, started learning the alphabets. God is nowhere was written by him. So he came, the boy came, God is now here. What? That's what he wrote. Nowhere. Now here. So when we forget this, we have to go through ups and downs of life, no doubt about no. Never the life is straight. You know, even if you go to a doctor's office and the heart, what do you call that? Meter, what is it called?
EKG.
If it is straight, you aren't done. It has to be up and down, right? Then only it is life. Straight. Flat. Finished. Huh? What is it called?
Flat line.
Flat line. Flat. Ups and down is what is called life. So there will be some up, some down, some miss. That is nature of life. So when we realize that Bhagavan takes care of everything, and even if I am going through certain experiences, he has something for me in that. So that is why he says that sarvam avritya tishtati Bhagavan, and he is everywhere. Sarvada panipadam yad sarvadokshi shiromukam sarvada shrutimalloke sarvam avritya tishtati. This one more we'll see here. Now, interesting thing is, upadibhuta panipadadi indriya adhyaropanat nyeyasya tatvatta ashanka mabhutidi evam artham uttaro mantraha. Now, if he is having hands and legs and eyes and ears and everywhere, that means these are all avayavas, meaning these are all limbs, right? Without the limbs, he is no more. One should will come to that ashanka. That particular doubt will come. That if he is having all the hands, all the legs, all the eyes, all the ears, etc., then without that, we will not understand Bhagavan. So without eyes, ears. So then let us say that the, like for example, when you are going to sleep, not now, but when you go to sleep, you're not seeing anymore. You're not talking to anyone. You're not thinking also. Now also, but now there, definitely you're not thinking. So when you are withdrawing everything, are you not there? Are you there or not?
Yes.
Will I call you when you will respond? That means you're not there. Can I conclude that way? Hello, are you sleeping? No sound. I Samad, do not, you cannot conclude that way. Just because he is not responding does not mean he is not there. So you cannot say just because he has eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, etc. Therefore, if this is not there, Bhagavan me. So therefore, the next mantra says, Sarvendriya Gunabhasam, Sarvendriya Vibarjitam, Sarvasya Brabhumishanam, Sarvasya Sharanam, Sarvasya Sharanam, Sharanam, Brihat. I read it as Suhrut. So that is also good. Sarvendriya Gunabhasam, Sarvendriya Vibarjitam, Sarvasya Prabhumishanam, Sarvasya Sharanam, Brihat. Suhrut also nice. Sarvendriya Gunanam Abhasam. Abhasate means one who shines all the senses. Sarvendriya Guna Abhasam. One who is shining through, making sure that all our indriyas are all functioning. But what is he? Sarvendriya Vivarjitam. At the same time, he is not any one of them. So interesting. He, the one who is propelling all the sense organs to function by his presence, but he doesn't have any. Sarvendriya Gunabhasam, Sarvendriya Vivarjitam. He, the one who is operating through all the ears, eyes, ears, etc., but at the same time, he doesn't have that. Yet Chakshusha na Pashyati, Ena Chakshumshi Pashyati. He, the one who cannot be seen by the eyes, but because of whom alone eyes can see. Have you ever seen your tongue? I don't have that big a tongue to see that also. But can you taste or not? Do you have a tongue? Have you seen it? Not in the mirror. Huh? Have you got eyes?
Yes, because
you can. Have you seen?
No.
That means you don't have. No, I cannot conclude. So in the same way, even though he is the one who is making the eyes function, but eyes cannot see him. He is the one who is making the mind able to think, but you cannot think of him. En manasa namanute yenahur manomatam tateva brahmatvam vidhi. Yes, shrotrena shrunodi yena shrotram na shrunodi. By the ears you can hear, but you cannot hear him at all. So that because of which everything functions, but he cannot be known through them. So that gunend sarvendriyanam guna apasam sarvendriya vivarjitam. So that is to say, just because he has sense organs, through all of them is functioning, therefore without them he is not there, that is a wrong conclusion. Sarvasya Prabhu Ishanam. He is the Lord of all of them, controlling everything. Sarvasya Sharanam. And final, surrender to him alone. Brihat. Brihat means all inclusive. Sarvasya Sharanam. It is like all rivers have one only destination. What is that? Ocean is the destination of all rivers. But from there only everything came. All rivers, birth point of all rivers are what? Ocean water having been, because of the evaporation, became cloud, and cloud moved to the mountains. And then it started downpour as rain, and the rain picked up by the mountains became very many streams and other things, and then slowly gathered momentum, became small streams and start become little rivers, and then gathered more and more, and then became river, big rivers, and then started to go where? Back to the same point.
Source.
They cannot go back. They have only one way street. They can go only towards the ocean. They cannot come out of it. Therefore, they are called na rivers. You didn't get it. There are no rivers for them. Like, anyway, if you don't get it, you don't get it. So, rivers have no rivers. They go towards the ocean, they cannot come back out of it. Similarly, once you reach him, Sharanam, Vapas nahi aana, vapasi nahi hai. Meaning what? Yadgatva na nivartante. Taddhama paramamam. Having reached which there is no return. So you have to decide very clearly. Moksha chahiye to abhi shuru, then you cannot come back. soch raha hun. So because once you go there, it's one way street. Bhagavan says, think before you come to me. Once you come to me, you cannot go back. You cannot come back to the world again. So be careful. Once you decide to come to me, Sharanam, once you started to surrender to me, then afterwards, there is no samsara for you. So, Sarvasya Sharanam, Sarva Bhutanam Sharanam. The entire world is to be finally finding him as the abode, resort, shelter, Sarvasya Sharanam, refuge, Brihat, the mighty one. I thought Sarvam Suhrut is beautiful there. Sarvam Sarvasya Sharanam Suhrut. Suhrut is he, the one who is thinking of the goodness of everyone. We'll see the last few verses tomorrow. Four verses. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Kaschit Dukkha Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi, Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah, Hari Om.